This recording, Alabama 5, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah was a nurse who had been working in the newest area of the territory. She was very happy to start a new job, this time in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. On her first morning, she washed her face, put on a plain white dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed out for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah a letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the bird. The goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it took some force to trap her, but Sarah managed to gently stroke the goose's lower back with her palm and sing to her. Her efforts were not futile. Very soon, Comma began to tire, and Sarah gave her a relaxing bath, washing her, and laid her on a cloth for diagnosis. Almost immediately, Sarah remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. The treatment was very expensive, but Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. It's north of Mobile. My grandfather and my parents, they've lived there all their lives. I've helped raise cows on the farm, and we're all big football fans. My grandfather, he also he raised cotton and he raised soybeans. And my mother, she has lived there her whole life. She graduated from the same high school I did. I graduated from a Farmington High School with a class of 73. We're right there on the Florida-Alabama line. It's the town Farmington comes from the beginning of Florida, F-L-O, the end of Alabama, M-A, and then town, T-O-N. I mentioned I helped raise cows. We would herd them up. We would take them to the butcher, and we'd have them butchered, and we would pretty much our own steaks and our hamburgers would come from the cows that we had raised. We did a lot of farming. My father was raised near where I was born. I was raised at is a little community called Deer Range, Alabama. He went to a high school called Repton, and he had lived there until he met my mother, and they married and moved back to where my grandparents lived. And we've lived ever since. We live probably about 50 yards from each other. We live on a dirt road. And if anything ever happens, we can go back and forth and, you know, pretty much walk and talk to each other if we need to. We do a lot of hunting. We deer hunt. Deer hunting is a big thing where I'm from. A lot of people take it real serious. We turkey hunt. We hunt for dove. We hunt squirrel. I like to hunt. I deer hunt. I turkey hunt. I don't do too much squirrel or dove hunting, but I do like to deer hunt, and we do eat what we kill. So, and we usually mount our heads of our deer that we kill, and we keep our turkeys' beards and things like that. So.